This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. We have a Cat 4 hurricane bearing down on Puerto Rico. Pretty scary stuff. I was just looking at a map. We're going to jump into that in a moment. But Paul Manafort, will he be arrested? The intelligence might have included communications that former Donald Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort, we've been talking about him a lot, allegedly encouraged Russians to help the campaign. Now, CNN is saying that some other sources are also reporting that. The New York Times is saying Manafort was told he will be indicted. So this would be a result of the grand jury or the investigation, rather, by Robert Mueller, the former FBI director, the ex-FBI director. So this is pretty wild because he's been looking into this. Mueller has been looking into this now for well over a year, and his team is specifically zeroing in on whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia. And in the New York Times today, I woke up, someone spilled my coffee, saw that they're saying that people close to Manafort and also Michael Flynn have testified in front of grand juries regarding what they know. So what do we know? We just know that it's a real possibility that he could, in the end, now be picked up. And this is a whole FISA order that led to searching a storage unit that Manafort was using this year. It's not clear, it's kind of murky as to whether any of the conversations with Donald Trump were captured by the surveillance or not. So buckle your seatbelts, that's going to be a wild one. In the meantime, repealing Obamacare still on the table, but yet days are running out for the Republican Senate to do anything about it. So while we have nervous tension in North Korea because of the possibility of, let's face it, the greatest danger of nuclear war, I might as well say it, with all these missiles being lobbed over Japan, while that's happening, also closer to home, tax reform, will we see the repeal of Obamacare, that hangs in the balance, but we don't know, and I think days are running out, and the chances, honestly, of the Republican Senate having enough votes to do anything about it, I think, are getting slimmer and slimmer every single day. In the meantime, North Korea, what are the chances that there will be some kind of war? Slim. However, if the missile launching continues, I'd have to think that the president has to be looking into taking some sort of action, and the dangers of North Korea and the dangers of what ultimately this threat would mean. I mean, it's what I said, the greatest possibility of nuclear war that we have seen probably since the Cold War, maybe. You know, the former House Speaker, Newt Gingrich, I heard a Saul statement from him today and saw him somewhere when I was walking around in Philly, where he talked about this is probably a bigger danger than the Cuban Missile Crisis or other events even during the Cold War. And I kind of agree with him because I think Kim Jong-un has a wild agenda, and the agenda is, don't you tell me what to do. I'm gonna play in the sandbox and do whatever I want to do. But as he continues to poke the bear, which is every other country, I guess excluding China and Russia, until they really stand forward, this is not good. So you think about the possibility of what Donald Trump, what will happen with Donald Trump. Trump will have other powerful messages, I'm sure, when he speaks to the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, including what does he see as the United States' role in a very unique crazy situation here. And, you know, with North Korea continuing to, again, this dictator lobbing ICBMs with hydrogen warheads that could, who knows, reach American cities or not. I mean, we can't completely rule that out. So I would have to think the message would be incredibly, incredibly strong. I'll be very curious as to what comes out of the United Nations address. All right, as we kind of bop around here at the top, talking about Manafort, that's a big deal, obviously. I think the other thing to look at is this hurricane, because, you know, we've just come off of Hurricane Harvey, and we saw the damage in Houston, and still they're dealing with that. It's horrific. Very sad what's happened to the people there. A lot of people are more homeless than you would think. And the same thing with Irma. Irma and what Irma has done to Florida. As many of you know, I'm a speaker, and I'm in a fabulous organization called the National Speakers Association. And I was talking to somebody today with the National Speakers Association, and what a great group of people reaching out, raising money, and directing that money toward people who are speakers, much like actors are entrepreneurs, and trying to get some of them on their feet. And they're just, even with the incredible generosity and the amount of money being raised, it's just not even enough for all the people that have been affected. And imagine the possibility of something else happened. Well, first, let's back up. Hurricane Maria hit the Dominica, 160-mile-an-hour winds, headed for Puerto Rico, might get pushed out to sea because of another hurricane on the heels of Maria. It just doesn't end. It just doesn't end. Hurricane season has been, you have to say, has been a rather scary one this time around, because the path, and looking at the path, tracking the storms, and figuring out where they're going to hit and where they're not going to hit, it's anybody's guess. And then there's Jose. As I sit here in Philadelphia, they're battening the hatches maybe about an hour away because they really think it's going to whip the Jersey Shore, perhaps by the weekend, but, you know, maybe even a little bit before that. They're not sure where that's going to go. So you watch the Maria hurricane, the storm, and then what's on its heels, and boy, oh boy, I mean, people are hurricane weary, and it's like a shock to your system, because you just, again, as you track the path, you listen to what they have to say as far as the hurricane's concerned, and then you hope it misses land. I mean, really, that's what it is. You hope, upon all hope, that does not happen. Doesn't happen. All right, I'm going to bust into a different quick direction here. After talking about Manafort, obviously, and this grand jury situation and the Russia connections and the storm, I think, are really the buzz in the backyard. And that's what I talk about. What are people talking about in your yard, and what are people talking about in my yard? And frankly, storms especially seem to be on the mind of so many, many people. But the other part, I think, that's pretty interesting, if we bounce back to politics for a second, or another story I find pretty interesting, is, you know, besides North Korea, obviously, and there's so much to North Korea, and then this UN visit, and, you know, what happens there, I think is also this Equifax hack. And apparently it was reported earlier than when it was actually disclosed, this major breach of its computer systems. And, you know, we've talked to a couple cyber security experts about that. It's incredibly frightening. And now they're talking about just how much information was compromised. And it looks like 143 million U.S. consumers. Wow. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Mail time. Once again, we hit up our America Tonight mailbag with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN. Quickly, let's jump to it. I want to squeeze in as many as I can. How about this? This one is from Paul, who says, Kate, what's going on with Puerto Rico and what's happening with this superstorm? I can't believe it. Another Cat 5. It's almost stressful to watch it. I feel so incredibly sorry for the people. Yeah, and you should feel sorry because it really does look like a Category 5. And, of course, we've dealt with that for how many days when it was coming down on top of Florida. And we saw the devastating effects of that. And what now is being said is they're rationing to make sure people have the basic items that they need, like milk, canned foods, batteries, flashlights, you know, every other kind of supply you can imagine. Is gasoline running out? Shelves at the stores empty out quickly. What about water? I was talking to somebody today in Philadelphia who was up from Tampa, and they told me how awful it was that there were places that flooded in Tampa that weren't talked about as much because of the river cresting, and that still, when you go to Publix, in some areas, you can barely get water. That shows you what happened there. Imagine what's happening now on this, you know, on this island. They're already imposing rationing measures because they know they've got to try to replenish these shelves. So the U.S. National Hurricane Center is saying Maria is on a path that would take it near many of the islands already wrecked by Hurricane Irma and then on to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. That's what was said today. So we're seeing what's happening in Puerto Rico. It's extremely dangerous, maximum winds of 160 miles an hour. So not good, not good at all, especially, again, with so many of those islands just cleaning up the brunt force of this. I mean, FEMA has to be stretched to its very limits. I can't imagine there's much more left in its coffers. It's insane-o. All right, let's jump to another one. This one is from Lori, and Lori says, Kate, I just feel so bad for the people who are in the middle of this path of a possible hurricane. I mean, are you kidding me? It just seems like every time I look at my computer or I flick on television or I'm listening to radio stations like the one you're on, we're talking about hurricanes. It is so ridiculously frightening to see what's happening. I don't understand. I guess it's Mother Nature, like you would say, the wicked curveballs Mother Nature can serve up, but I really feel for the people who have to stress about what is happening. Well, I would agree. It is very, very stressful because you see this giant, ugly, red-centered swirl of a hurricane coming toward your island, toward your city, and, you know, it can veer, it can change the atmosphere. You hope that happens. And speaking of that, here's one quick. We got this one from Jake, who says, Kate, oh my gosh, I thought about you going to Philadelphia. Have you seen Hurricane Jose? You may be in the path of that, my friend. I cannot believe you leave Texas and you end up in a situation where you could be in harm's way because of Jose. You know, it's interesting you say that about Jose, because New York City is going to get soaked with rain, and they're saying that it's expected to weaken to a tropical storm, but that there's going to be gusty winds and, you know, all that sort of stuff, and they're talking about 2 to 4 inches, and they're saying, you know, mostly it's going to bring rain to the northeast, and then it'll get better after that. I mean, of course, I did not see that on Monday, but that's Monday, and they're saying really this is what's going to happen on Tuesday. So, yeah. I don't, the key thing is if it's rain we're talking about, we're not talking about a hurricane storm. I mean, these people here still remember Sandy and what Sandy did and what it was like trying to deal with FEMA, what it was like trying to get back on their feet again, and just some really super, super, you know, scary things that happened to folks as a result of that. I mean, anybody who goes through one of these disasters, you know, it's not lickety split, first of all, to clean it up, and then what you have to go through, the hoops you have to jump through, the insurance hoops, and what happens to you. It's not your life, and that's the first thing, because human life is the most important thing. A house, a house, a house, and things can be replaced. But it's the reality of dealing with no power. It's the reality of dealing with trying to find a place to live. It's the reality of, yes, I know I'll get the insurance, I feel confident I have a policy in place, but it's filing it and making that happen, because you know, how many other people are doing that, especially in the United States, if you think about it, because you have Harvey and Irma. And now if there were another one, God forbid, which is Jose, and it did become stronger than is originally expected, that would be, wow, that would be a disaster. Let's put it, you know, let's put it that way. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Freddie, and Freddie says, Kate, wow, first major UN speech for Donald Trump. What do you think he's going to mostly focus on? Well, that's a great question. I think, obviously, one of the big focuses is going to be the international cooperation. You know, what, when he addresses the United Nations on Tuesday, he's going to say international cooperation is necessary to stop North Korea's nuclear ambitions. And how frightening is that? He's going to talk pretty tough, I would assume, about the nuclear threat and the dictator, and emphasizing the dangers of Pyongyang's nuclear program and what it could pose to you and me and anyone in the United States, but not even that aside, other nations. I think that's going to be most of the focus, most likely. Now, would there be other things he could hit on? Of course. But, you know, this speech is going to be pretty scrutinized. And that's what happens when you have U.S. presidents and they address the U.N. They're always heavily scrutinized. And this is not going to be any different, of course. And especially in light of what's going on with North Korea. Because of that, there'll be a special emphasis. Of course, there'll be a special emphasis on what he has to say about North Korea. And remember, there's always the Russia-China deal and what they're going to do. And ultimately, they're not playing. They're not saying much of anything. All right, quickly, let's go to Sarah. And Sarah is saying, did you happen to see this story kind of on the lighter side about what the best cities are for women in buying a home? I happened to read Kate a story when I was stuck in an airport, I think it was in the USA Today, about single women in the best places to buy homes, and they rank Cincinnati as number one and Kansas City was number two, and worst on the list were New York City, LA, and San Francisco. Well, of course, because here's the thing, the expense, the taxes, all of that. So no two incomes, that would definitely play a part in getting a home, because you wouldn't have another income. And then, like I said, you'd have much higher taxes that you'd have to deal with, especially in New York City, those areas. I mentioned San Francisco, you know, et cetera, and some of the other cities like Cincinnati, much, much cheaper in dealing, you know, with that. All right, let's move to another one. Hey, this one is from Larry, who says, Kate, I know that you're huge into sports. Did you happen to see that the Los Angeles market doesn't seem to give a crap about the Rams or the Chargers, as attendance was really low, low, low? Yeah, the Chargers didn't sell out their first home game in the StubHub Center. I guess it's 27,000 seat stadium. They mostly use it for MLS, and they didn't do it. The Rams had an attendance of 56,000 for their home game against Washington, the Coliseum. But, you know, Rams and the Chargers are going to share a stadium at Hollywood Park, and that doesn't happen until 2020. So the stadium is expected to have a capacity of about 70,000 for NFL games, but can be expanded, I guess, for other events, because, of course, they're looking at the 2028 Olympic Games. Is that worrisome? I would say it's a little bit worrisome, because what are the optics as far as the NFL and L.A.? You know, L.A. having two home games for the first time in more than 20 years, that's pretty big, but it was pretty bad that the attendance was so low. And unless these two teams perform well, I think it's going to stay that way. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, it's Forbes Books at Bedtime. You do not want to miss my terrific guest. Greg Stepan joins me for that. That's next. Hang with us.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, of course, and Greg, we have a very special guest, what I like to say, in our virtual green room, but she's actually here live.
Yes, and her name is Sharon Lecter.
That's right.
And I love your company name. Pay Your Family First.
Oh.
She's the founder and CEO of Pay Your Family First. Sharon, I'm all ears. What's this about?
Well, many of your listeners may have heard of Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich. And, of course, he came up with the philosophy, pay yourself first. And many of us have heard that either through our bankers, our financial planners. But it really is, for me, it's all about your family. And that your own person. We are all entrepreneurs because we have our own personal business. And back in 1997, I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which started a 10-year journey, and 15 books later.
Oh, Sharon,
like
I know
Robert.
You.
You don't
I
like...
know you. I knew you.
You don't look
this
like
woman
Robert.
Is very, very is... famous. Yes.
Robert Kiyosaki and I were partners. Wrote the books, 15 of them together over a 10-year period. I left the company in 2007, but no, I built it. We did all the strategy. I was the CEO of Rich Dad as well as owner. So.
And, you know, it's interesting. I've talked to Robert before. I've never had the pleasure of, I've interviewed 17,000 people. I've never had the pleasure of meeting you. I'm surprised we haven't, but you've done just some wonderful work in that arena. It's got to be so rewarding for you to still have so many people recognize you and say that you changed their lives, right?
Well, it's really awesome. I had somebody come up to me yesterday, somebody that I taught through the Thunderbird School of Business, which I did part of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Women Initiative. So I've spoken and taught women entrepreneurs from around the globe. And she came up and she says, I was at an event and this gal that was also in her class with me 5 years ago was sharing with the audience an exercise I had them do. And so there's just nothing. You just kind of grow a couple inches taller when you know that something has impacted somebody to take control and move in a positive direction.
So, and you know, and talking about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a lot of men embrace that book, but I think now a lot of women have embraced that idea, and you talk about Napoleon Hill, which is one of, that's like my Bible. You know, I have my business books lined up, and every day I read little pieces of things.
Well, then you need my most recent one, because it's Think and Grow Rich for Women. It came out 2 years ago, yes.
Exactly.
My last three books have been in cooperation with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, because after having built the world's largest personal finance brand, it was a huge honor, very humbling, when the Napoleon Hill Foundation reached out and asked me to step in and help them reinvigorate the teachings of Napoleon Hill.
And what's the difference between women, because that's for women, versus men when we talk about business?
I love that question, because that's, in fact, it's the first line in the book, Think and Grow Rich for Women, why a book for women? Because most of my career, I really rejected doing anything specifically for women, because I started my career a long time ago, in mid-70s. So for me, the steps of success are the same for men and women, I believe, but we tend to approach them very differently. And a couple of the reasons that I actually wrote the book was that I was getting a little frustrated with women start always complaining and criticizing about you men that are in our way. You know, I says, wait a minute. Napoleon Hill says law of attraction, right? The book, The Secret, law of attraction. If you're out there complaining all the time,
what do you attract?
What do you attract? Right. So the whole concept is stop complaining, stop criticizing. Let's start celebrating where women are and what women have accomplished. And let's start celebrating the guys that have helped us get here.
Amen.
And it's not women. I'm not a feminist.
Yeah.
It's not women against men.
Yeah,
it's women
against them.
It's when women and men both are at the table, you get the greatest results.
Yes.
And if we can start thinking along that, we can get rid of a lot of this negativity and get women to understand that when you're complaining all the time, fewer doors are going to open for you.
Do you think, I just did something last week and I was telling Greg about this, where I was, I'm a speaker and I was facilitating or moderating a panel of icons in the energy industry, and there were women, powerful women, CEOs, etc., in the room who wanted to know why there aren't more women on boards, and I think that's sort of the new frontier. How do you up-level to an even another level? And the statistics, frankly, are bleak, and I think there would be it would be great to see these boards expand.
Well, I talk about that in Think and Grow Rich for Women, but I'm also, your timing, you would think that you were given these questions to ask me. I just accepted, I'm on the board for WOB 2020, Women on Boards by 2020, and that's 20% by 2020. And so I'm leading that initiative in Arizona. So, and our goal is to have 20% of board of directors women by year 2020, but we think we're actually going to hit it before then.
Do you have a sense of what the statistic is today?
Yeah, it depends on which board is meeting when and who they're adding. It's around 18%, 18 to 19% right now. Catalyst.org kind of keeps that as current as possible if you want to get an exact number.
And is there already a trajectory?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
10 years ago, was it 5%?
In the year 2000, there were 2 Fortune 500 CEO women. Today, there's 24.
Wow.
So there's my whole book is about the celebration. Instead of complaining where we are, let's celebrate how far we've come and let's continue working to make it better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, women on boards, we have to provide, and there are, at this event, Women Presence Organization, we have tremendous number of women who could sit on boards and truly help. We got to get back out of the good old boy network and rise to the occasion and make ourselves visible. And that's what we're doing through this Women on Boards 2020 initiative, is so that people can understand that there are a lot of us that are qualified. You just need to start opening that rusty door that's gotten kind of closed, because it's just, you know, if somebody needs an open seat, my buddy,
yes,
bring them in. And so by highlighting those companies out there that already have 20%, we believe, just like I said before, we start celebrating the men who are truly recognizing the opportunity, we'll have more and more companies wanting to get in line.
And do you think by doing that, obviously it starts at the top, there would be even stronger influence for women to continue to rise through business? Because we're seeing it. I feel like there, and you would know this even better than I, but it feels to me, which I can see with my own career, there's a flip. It feels like this is kind of the era of the women.
And there's people call about revolution. Well, it's almost evolution. We already, women already hold more than 50% of management positions. We just have to get to that C-suite a little stronger, and I think we are getting there, and more in time to focus on it. But we need to do it with contribution, not complication. And so many women complicate it because it just becomes an issue, and it's a contested issue. We want to celebrate those companies, highlight them so that other companies say, we need to focus on this as well.
Along those same lines, is it exciting for you to be at a place like WPO and to see just the helping, the sort of masterminding, the business acumen, the growth, right? I did something the other day where I asked everybody in the room if they were in a mastermind, and only two people out of 150 raised their hand, and I was shocked, although this is like a mastermind.
Right, right. I'm on the National Board for Women Presence Organization. I've been a member since the first chapter in Phoenix opened, so I've been with them for 19 years, and it is. It's all peer advisory, which is so important for women business owners, because, you know, entrepreneurship is lonely at the top. You need those mentors. You need that advisory team. It's like an advisory board. And my closest friends today are women that have been in WPO with me, and I'm very proud. Today we just highlighted the 50th fastest growing women businesses. One of them was in it the first year we did it at $2 million. Now she's at $2
billion. Wow.
So it's exciting to see that women have the opportunity, and we're celebrating each other here, but we're not just celebrating each other, we're serving each other, and we're
it's not just about the past, it's about the future.
Right, and women are coming here, they're bringing their daughters.
Yes.
So it's so exciting. As part of this organization, we have over 850 women at this convention. It's the largest one we've had. This is our 20th anniversary, so it's such a celebration, and I'm so honored to be part of this. We're now over 2,000 women strong, and these are women who have businesses that are second-tier growth. You know, they're all over $1 million, over $2 million if you're a product company. So you have the opportunity to join us and have that advisory network in your chapter that helps you deal with issues. Because if you have an issue, I guarantee you some of us have had that same issue.
Right, and so important, right?
You know, the one question I want to ask you as a guy at the WPO, at the Women Presidents Organization, in a world where there's 20% of women on boards, 30, 40, 50%, what is where it becomes trivial to even discuss it because it's just done the way it should be. How do you see the world of business being different because women have that influence?
Well, I can give you my belief, but I'd rather give you the statistics.
Okay.
Catalyst.org, they did a review, and women who have boards that have women more than two women on the board have a demonstrable return on investment anywhere from 30 to 50% higher than those boards that are all male. So the results are there, the stats are there, and it really is. If you think about it, our brains work differently. The universal, I can go on forever, so I'll be trying to give you my 1 minute version, is that women tend to be great problem solvers. We use both sides of our brain, all right? We're great multitaskers, but sometimes we get into analysis paralysis. paralysis.
Yeah. Right.
Both of you are shaking your heads for the listeners, right? And you men tend to hang out on one side, which makes you a strategic thinker. You're much more quick to make decisions. And so when you have both of us together, you've got the problem solver, you've got the decision maker, so you get greater results.
So and a shorter way of saying that is when we work together, we are a great team.
Absolutely.
And when we don't work together,
I love
we're
men.
Losing part of,
yes, I
of
love
a great
men.
Team.
No, I so agree with that. I'm not a male basher. I completely agree. Sharon Lecter, it's great being with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been my honor. Thanks for inviting me.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA-packed technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Michael Loftus, comedian, writer extraordinaire. He's been involved with shows like Charlie Sheen's Anger Management, The George Lopez Show, and currently Kevin Can Wait, which is America's number one sitcom. And his star is already crested and rising, so I'm surprised he could even find some time to talk to us. But Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for calling. Here's how I made it happen. I'm going to be late for work. That's when I made a decision. I would rather talk to you than show up for work on time.
Oh, I hope it's not the Kevin James deal that you get in real big trouble.
It'll be Kevin. It'll be Kevin. I'll walk in. He will look at his watch and go, whoa, guy. Running late, huh?
Running late.
Fine.
So doing sitcoms, and this is great and relatable to people who speak and people who perform and people trying to write, frankly, and come up with material. Where do you start?
Well, it's really, most of it is just drawn seriously from real life. Like the second episode of Kevin Can Wait, in our first season here, I messed up my rotator cuff a few years ago, and I've been doing physical therapy, blah, blah, blah. So I couldn't sleep the way I normally sleep. And so because I had to sleep on my other side, it, like, messed everything up. One little thing, like, messed up my whole world. And so I was talking to Kevin about that as we were talking about possible stories, and it cracked him up. He just thought that's too funny. Like, you sleep different one night, and then you see the world differently. Like, you know, you see the way other people sleep. So we just opened that up to all the writers, and we came up with a full-blown story that Kevin is forced to sleep on the other side of his body, and he sees the world differently, and then he starts seeing plots, and his wife's trying to take over his world, and it became a very, very, very funny episode. But yeah, most of the shows that we do are somehow ripped from someone's real life.
So you would tell people that's what you need to do. You need to be very observant, right? Walk around, look at what people are doing, think about your own life.
Yeah, I really would. I mean, comedy is there. Sometimes there's a whole lot of tragedy, but there's always irony. There's always hypocrisy. And you just have to start to learn to flip it, where most people see something. I mean, Seinfeld is the best example of that ever. Look at all the mundane things that were just elevated to the most important thing in the world. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with you there. So when you first got into this, did you have a knack for looking at things a little bit differently?
Yeah, I think so. So I'm the youngest of five kids, big Irish Catholic family. I didn't get enough attention. Something's fundamentally wrong with me. I'm like, I think most comedians are like fundamentally broken on some level. There's something wrong with a person who gets up in front of a room of like 250 total strangers and says, I'm going to say something, and then it'd be great if you guys would laugh and give me approval. Like, there's something, if you just looked at it from a scientific level, you'd be like, oh, what's wrong with that poor lab rat that he wants the other lab rats to like him so much? So you just kind of learn over the years, you know, how to just twist everything just a little bit.
Can somebody who's not funny become funny?
Absolutely. Just going to take a hell of a long time. Yeah, you can muddle through the process. It's just easier to work with people who are, like, naturally funny. And that's the wonderful thing, and this is no BS. This is just straight-up honest. When I was working with Charlie Sheen, say what you will about Charlie Sheen, he is naturally gifted. He has a sense of timing and a sense of whatever it is, he's got that thing where he's just funny. Kevin James has it in spades. I wrote this bit for the show where he's making, you ever had that dip out of a bread bowl? You know, you get a loaf of bread that's circulating and you dip it out. So he digs too far, he puts in the dip, and the dip starts pouring through. And then I wrote all this other stuff he could do to try to plug up the hole and blah, blah, blah. So you give him something that's relatively funny. You know, I'll give that a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Then you give it to him, who's such a naturally gifted comedian, and he just blows it up. Now all of a sudden, it's, you know, a 5 turns into an 11. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so he has that ability, like you say, but other people and people that are listening to us, they could hone that skill. Is it a thing of fear? You just have to jump in, right?
Yeah. I mean, and this is what I tell when I'm out on the road and I'm doing stand-up or whatever. People are like, oh, I'm thinking about getting into stand-up. What should I do? Start. And don't base anything off your first night. You have to commit to doing it at least 10 times. And then you can think, well, is this something that I really want to do? Is this making me happy or is it making me miserable? And if it's making you happy, then keep going. If it's making you miserable, we'll try things differently or stop doing it. Not everybody has to be a comedian.
Yeah.
But the same thing with writers. People are like, oh, I want to be a writer. I want to be a writer. Well, here, it's easy. Start writing. Boom, you're a writer. And the only way to get better is to keep writing.
Yeah, and so that's what you did too as well, right? When you sit down, because you're writing. It might be in your head, you're thinking of ideas, but you still have to flush it out on the page.
Exactly. And there's a couple trade secrets that I will keep well secret, because I'm not going to help everybody that much.
Come on, give us one. Come on, Michael.
Okay, one trade secret. Right? And this is for real. And this is something that it took me a long time to learn. When you write, go from the beginning and go to the end, right? That makes a lot of sense when you say it, when you hear it. Start at the beginning and go to the end. What a lot of people do is they start at the beginning, they get to the middle, then they go, oh, you know what? I'm going to change the beginning. And then they go all the way back and they start over again. And they never finish, they never finish, they never finish. They never complete a movie, they never complete a script, they never complete a story. You're going to do a rewrite anyway. Start from the beginning, go all the way to the end, then go back and change your beginning and work on your rewrite. That's a huge one. That's a huge one. That's like a $1 million gift that I just gave away. You're welcome, America.
Michael, thank you. I love that. Start at the beginning. You're right, because you know what? I have written two books, but I've done that. The first book took me 10 years because I did exactly what you said.
Do you know who else did that?
Who?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Ah.
When he was writing Lord of the Rings, like the second most popular book, it's like right below the Bible, he kept rewriting it and rewriting it and rewriting it. He was doing that longhand. That's why it took so long.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Yes, I'm a geek. I've just admitted that. I'm a Tolkien geek. I like Star Wars. I live in my mother's basement and I play video games.
That's why you're so funny. Is it more competitive now than ever in this field?
Yes. You would think with all the different shows and all the different cable outlets that there's always more jobs. There's always more writers and more competition. It's crazy. We looked it up. I was on a show a million years ago for NBC, and we looked it up. And it's literally, there are more jobs for brain surgeons than there are people who write comedy for television.
Wow.
I have a harder job than a brain surgeon. So really what people should say, like when they see a difficult situation, it's not like, oh, hey, guy, it's not brain surgery. No, hey, it's not sitcom writing. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. So to hit it out of the park, your trade secret works, certainly. Look for the humor every single day in sometimes what is tragedy, and just keep at it, right? Be tenacious?
Yeah, be tenacious. And here's the wonderful thing. There are more outlets than ever. I mean, if you want to be a writer, somebody like that book, it was just a movie with Matt Damon, The Martian. That's a self-published book. That was a guy who wrote Code in Silicon Valley, and he's like, I'm going to write this book about a guy who gets stranded on Mars. And he didn't care that there had already been movies like Robinson Crusoe on Mars, and there's the movies, Cats. He just did it, and he self-published, and it got into the right hands, and it can happen. The American dream is alive and well. The great American novel is alive and well. Unfortunately, journalism is taking a big dirt nap. Journalism is dead, but we can still write fiction.
We can still write fiction. On the performance side, how do you nail it on the performance side? So like a lot of speakers listening to us, what can they do? You got any good tricks for us, a trade secret? Nerves get to you?
Yeah, nerves get to you. Unfortunately for that one, I think you just have to do it once again. You know, hey, imagine your whole audience is wearing their underwear. No, that doesn't really do it. That's just something you have to overcome. Here's what I would say. And this is another, like, huge trade secret. Get up in front of a room full of strangers and just stand there for, like, 10 seconds. 10 seconds is a very, very, very long time. Stand there for 10 seconds and don't say a word. And guess what? The world will not end. The world will not end. And their opinion of you does not matter. And it's just a giant, the more you put it off for those people who are afraid of public speaking, the more you put it off, the more powerful that monster gets, and the bigger that fear is going to get. You just have to go out there and tackle it head on. And the world won't end, and everything will be fine, and everything will just continue on as normal. And you'll be like, wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I didn't lose control of my bladder in front of those people. I didn't vomit. I didn't, you know, take a giant poo on the stage. I'm okay. Then the next time you'll be a little bit better. And then, God help you, you'll start having fun.
I love it. Perfect place to end this. Please apologize to Kevin James for us, but we appreciate the fact that we could steal some time away.
Oh, it's always great. And for more information about me and my wonderful life, go to theloftusparty.com. It's the website that's taken America by storm. See, that's the other thing. If you want to be a performer, if you want to be a writer, don't be afraid to shamelessly plug your website, theloftusparty.com.
Michael,
that's probably the biggest trick.
Plug away. Michael, thank you.
Always great to talk to you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.